Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off-limits. I have been utilizing this time to really work out the kinks of my skincare. Once Sunny goes down at 7:30, I immediately take a hot shower and indulge in some heavy me time with lots of skincare steps. It's a form of meditation for me. Treating my skin with care feels calming. I'm sure it does for you as well, or I hope it does. And if it doesn't, you should definitely try it. Doing this is obviously nourishing for my aging skin, but it's a practice in patience as well. And it really forces me to slow down at the end of a long day. I've also been a super impressionable consumer and I'm constantly trying loads of new things, which brings me to my next guest, Celeste Thomas. She is a registered nurse and holistic skincare expert. She has devoted her career to exploring the ever-evolving skincare industry. Celeste utilizes her medical expertise and passion for holistic wellness to find what truly works. In 2014, she launched The True Spoon, a holistic skincare blog chronicling her journey from acne-ridden to skin confident. She recently released her new Skin Confident course, which provides actionable steps to help you achieve your dream complexion. I'm so excited for this. Here is Celeste. I'm so excited to chat with you because I love skincare and I've loved skincare ever since I was really a teenager because I actually had really, really bad skin. I broke out horribly and I'm one of five kids and all of us really had bad skin. Actually, my younger sister, the worst of us, and the two of us ended up going on Accutane when we were in college. So I guess before I go into talking too much about my skin stuff, let's talk about, because I know acne was, you know, it has been a big part of your story. So why don't we just get started by you telling us like who you are, what you do, and your experience?
Yeah. So my name is Celeste Thomas, which you probably know from the intro. I'm a holistic skincare expert, registered nurse, skin confidence advocate. And really my story starts where yours did. And it was being a teenager with bad genetic acne. My mom had it, never really learned how to take care of it. She just grew out of it. And then when I started to get it, it was kind of just going to grocery stores and whatever said acne, trying to use whatever I could find and really just having such a negative experience, which reflected so much on my self-confidence. And I really wanted to learn how to heal my skin. And I love science as a kid. I have a familial line of nurses. So it's like, perfect. I'm going to become a nurse. I'm going to learn about my body. I'm going to learn how to heal my skin. And I went through the whole process of getting my bachelor's degree in nursing. I worked in the aesthetics field, learning about skincare for over 7 years. And over the course of that process, I really learned that just the Western way we treat skin wasn't enough for me. I still had acne, still had breakouts, still had issues. And it was really, it took delving into some, you know, more Eastern philosophies of, you know, what you eat and home practices to really learn how to heal my skin in the long term. So it's really my mission in life to really be the source of education I didn't have as a young person when I was struggling so much, and help as many people as I can with their skin health.
Yeah. I mean, it is so important because it's so much more than just what we put on our skin. It's really a whole lifestyle, but it's too much information for, you know, us, just whoever, to take in. And there's so many different people telling you so many different things. So how would you explain your philosophy about skin? And just, you know, for the person listening, why and how can they trust you and your voice in such a crowded space?
Completely. So my philosophy, when I say holistic, that truly just means, you know, mind, body, and spirit, and not in a really woo way, but in a practical way. It's what you eat, practices, and products. So everything you put in, on, and around your skin really contributes to having healthy skin for life. So that's my philosophy, and we'll dive deeper into that. But really, what makes me a trusted source in the space? First of all, being a registered nurse, I have such a depth of knowledge about the anatomy, physiology of the skin, how it impacts the systems of the body, because the skin is an organ. It's the biggest organ in the body, and you really do need to understand skin in order to be able to talk about it. And then, you know, I have the biggest BS detector when it comes to things in the wellness space and products, because in nursing school, you learn about evidence-based research. And when I promote something, I'm not just reading the blurb from the company. I'm going into PubMed and looking at the ingredients and really seeing if there's any actual connection to science. And I will say there, as a caveat, there is something to be said about the spiritual relaxation. There's a whole nother side to skincare, but really the more we learn about it, the more that's tied into science and real facts as well.
Right. So can you walk us through like what a day in your life looks like in terms of caring for your skin?
We're actually going to start at night, which sounds a little crazy, but in order to talk about the morning stuff, sleep is such an important part of skincare. Our skin is almost the most active at night when we're sloughing off dead tissue, we're rebuilding collagen and elastin, having a healthy sleep routine, making sure you try to go to bed and wake up at the same time. I know that mamas out there, that's not an option. So it's okay. Give yourself a pass on that. When you can, you will. And that's great. But also our body rehydrates its skin during the night more than, you know, throughout the day. So there's all these different hormones interacting with your body at night that help you moisturize your skin internally. So sleep's huge. Then when you're waking up in the morning, everyone says this, but it's really important for skin as well, is not looking at your phone and having that cortisol blast first thing in the morning. Because cortisol is a stress hormone that really causes acne in so many women. And it's such an issue that trying to lower your cortisol is the most important thing to do in the morning. And usually in our modern lives, we're waking up, we're checking our emails, we're drinking coffee, and all of those things stimulate a cortisol response in the body.
I've already failed at two of the things. One, my son is waking up at 6 o'clock on the dot and screaming for us every morning, which I know maybe isn't so early for some people, but for me it is, for someone who doesn't go to sleep until 11 or 12 at night. And then also, yes, I will admittedly like look at my phone as soon as I wake up in the morning. And so I really need to work on those two things.
Hey, and most of us do. And even for me, that's a practice that I have to work on every single day. And one thing that helps me is I charge my phone in the living room. I don't bring my phone into my bedroom and get an alarm clock. I know it sounds crazy and old school, but then you actually have to get up. And once you get up out of bed, you have less of a tendency to grab that phone first thing. You instead go and make yourself a nice like glass of, you know, lemon water. I personally love to drink warm water in the morning. I feel like it helps with my digestion and gut motility. So I love hot water, waking up without, you know, my phone. Then I will always put my essential oil diffuser on. Granted, okay, I'm a married woman who doesn't have kids. I have time in the morning to have these rituals. So again, all the mamas out there, I give you a hard pass on these, but just try to think about
these. I think there are things that we can do though, because even for me, like at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm not really fully ready to like be a mom yet. So I know a lot of moms out there will put on the TV at this time and maybe take the time this early in the morning to do these things. Like this morning I was thinking, I put on Frozen for him and I was like, okay, I actually now have an hour and a half where I could do stuff. And I'm like, what do I do? Like, what do I even do with my time? But yeah, this is so important. Quick question about the warm water. I drink hot water with lemon and apple cider vinegar every morning. Is that a mistake?
Amazing.
Okay, that's good. Okay, good. Okay.
However you want to do it. I think the science with, you know, adding a lemon or a little apple cider vinegar is like, meh, maybe. But if it tastes good to you, okay. Great. Are you going to completely alkalize your whole body with that? Probably not. But the hot water is great. Hydration in the morning and, you know, warm water is so, so soothing. Great for your gut. So then I do a little mindfulness meditation where I just lay down on my couch. I play my little meditation music on my phone with trying as hard as I can to not check an email or open a social media app. I know it's hard. If you don't need the music and you just listen to the birds, that's great. But I do about 10 to 15 minutes of that. And then, you know, I've had a full 20 minutes of just calming, soothing, relaxing myself to resist that cortisol spike. And then you can get into your emails and your DMs, and that's okay.
Right. Like you're coming from a place of calm, so you're more able to respond to those things. Whereas if you read those things and engage right when you wake up, you're immediately like, you're kind of unarmed. So you're not ready to take those stressors on. They can stress you out more. And then that's where you get the cortisol rise, right?
Yeah, that's the cortisol rise, and has really nothing to do with your ability to resist those feelings. It's hormones.
Right.
So don't beat yourself up about that. Like you're going to feel really stressed and anxious. And it does cause acne and skin irritation and inflames rosacea. It's really science. Right. So simple things, they cost no money. This is without buying products. Then we'll get into drinks. So I have, it's not like I'm on a no coffee bandwagon. I think for some people who genetically can metabolize coffee well, which you can actually get tested, that's great. Or if it's one cup of organic beans, you know, that's great, because coffee can be really inflammatory for the skin. You want to be cautious about that. But again, one cup organic coffee, not the worst. I personally love matcha. It has so many antioxidants and skin benefits.
Good to know. I know a lot of people are making matcha out there right now. It feels like a very quarantine thing to do at the moment. But I know I drink coffee too. I drink coffee and it's not always organic beans, I have to admit. It's one of those things where I am very conscious and healthy about everything else I eat. But my coffee in the morning from this one place is like the thing that I really, really, really love. People listening know that by now. But so it's kind of like, you know, picking and choosing your battles.
Yeah, it's true. And that leads into the whole happiness, stress release, you know, the mental aspect, which is important. And I know because I listened to your Kelly Levesque episode.
Yeah.
So I heard
the details. You know.
But that's okay. Each their own. Right. But, you know, really there is science behind the fact that acids in coffee can cause acne for those that are really genetically prone.
Yes, yes.
So that's like another fold thing, not just the caffeine and the cortisol, but you can actually
cause acne.
Right. For those who are genetically prone. So if you're really suffering with acne, you know, try one cup organic beans or decaf, which still has a little caffeine in it and it tastes like coffee. So that's a great option for people who are really in love with it. If you tried your coffee as a decaf from where you get it, I doubt you'd be able to taste the difference and it would be beneficial to your cortisol.
Okay. Good to know. I'm totally down to try that.
Yeah. Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Okay. But then, you know, have the matcha, work on emails, and then I'll get into my morning skin routine. I try to do my morning skincare, you know, within an hour of waking up. we're all in self-quarantine. So a lot of people are reaching out to me and complaining about acne or breakouts or skin issues. And I ask them, how long are you kind of sitting without doing your skincare? And sometimes people are not doing morning skincare anymore.
My sister is, she does morning skincare, but she doesn't think you should like fully wash your face. She's heard something about just washing it with water, and she's very, very skin conscious and knows a lot of stuff. So yeah, what does your morning skincare routine look like?
So in the morning, I think I do like 7 or 8 steps at both AM and PM, but it's, you know, it's cleanser, it's a toner, it's a mist, it's a serum, it's a moisturizer, it's an SPF. So this is my philosophy on morning skincare and washing your face in the morning. So overnight, we sleep on a pillow that collects dust mites. If you live in LA and have a window open, environmental toxins, we have indoor toxins from all the building materials used, paint in your house, all these things. So that's just creating a film on your skin with sweat, sebum, oil, dead skin. And if you just leave that on all day, you're going to have visibly larger pores. You're not going to have a dewy glow like you might if you really cleanse that off. So I really advocate for a morning full routine.
Good to know, because I love my routines, and it's one of the times where I feel like fully on my own, like not looking at a screen. Like it feels like one of those times for me during these kind of groundhog days where I can really take a deep breath and have some patience and do each step and let them sit. So I'm happy to hear that a morning routine you advocate for.
And a lot of people think that it might be stripping their skin, but then that's a product issue. If you're feeling like your skin's really dry and overly stripped, you're probably using ingredients that might be a little too harsh for you. You should never feel at the end of your skincare routine like your skin is dried out and, you know, you did a harsh treatment on yourself.
Right. And if you haven't worked out yet, are there certain steps that you should skip so that your skin isn't filled with all these products and then you go sweat it off or sweat through it?
Completely. And that's a hard one. It really depends on your skin type. If you have more of an oily skin type, you could just cleanse and work out and be fine. If you really sensitive skin, like I do, sometimes I just like to do a full cleanse and then I'll do a hydrating mist that doesn't have oils or anything pore clogging. And then I feel like my skin's not that tight, dry.
Right. And now a word from our brand partner. I have always loved Warby Parker. I actually got my mom some and she's obsessed with them, and now she wears them as her sunglasses and her regular glasses. They're just such a great company. They are committed to providing great vision care online, which is very necessary right now, and in stores. They offer eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. So if you are suffering right now, go check them out. You can go onto their website and you take a quiz. You can get a home try-on kit, which gives you 5 pairs of glasses. And then you have 2 weeks to try them on. So basically, you guys can try Warby Parker's free home try-on program, which is you order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home. They ship free and it includes a prepaid return shipping label, and you can keep all them or return them, whatever you want to do, but at least you have the option of trying them on without having to buy something, because that's scary and they want to make it easy for you. So you can try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/withwit. A little bit more about Warby Parker. They were founded with a lofty goal and such a great spirit, which was to create boutique quality eyewear at a really good price point. Their styles are super cute. They have really, really great shapes, really good quality. Their glasses start at $95, and that includes prescription lenses, sunglasses, progressives, and blue light lenses. I need some new blue light lenses. Their shapes are so cute. I feel like I'm just nonstop staring at screens. Anyways, you can try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. You order 5 pairs of glasses, try at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy, ships free, and includes a prepaid return shipping label at warbyparker.com/withwit. You can download their app, you can try in their quiz, get their 5 glasses home try on, do all of that stuff, get yourself something new for the summer or for in front of your computer screen or just so that you can see better. Head to warbyparker.com/withwit and check them out. You
got what I need. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Kott.
And I'm Stephanie Sambari, and we are the hosts of That's So Retrograde.
Heard of us?
For the past 200 and some episodes, we've been trying to figure out what the hell wellness is.
We have inspiring and fun conversations with all types of amazing people, from healers to comedians to whatever's in between.
We're 5 years in, but we're just getting started. So hop on board every Thursday to join the party en route to living your best life. And don't forget your cannabis.
Or to check us out on Instagram at So Retrograde.
That's right. Bye.
See you there.
And now back to our chat. So you do your morning routine and then next. Sorry, I'm like totally taking you off course. But as you're telling me, I'm having questions that come up. So,
okay. So then I just think about nutrition, and I have a whole food philosophy called Eat to Glow. And it's really just fueling your skin through your diet and making sure that you're getting nutrient dense foods to really, really just promote glowy, beautiful skin. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big smoothie girl. I love doing like a cauliflower oatmeal blend, but it's really just about berries and collagen powder and different things in there. And I mix it up every day just so that I make sure that I'm covering my bases and supporting my skin.
Okay. So you'll have like some sort of nutrient packed smoothie or some sort of breakfast situation in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a big breakfast person, but I think it's individual. I mean, if someone's into intermittent fasting or whatever, that's fine. But just think about every meal in your day as a way to support your skin.
Right.
And we're talking about vegetables and fruits. I mean, it always comes down to the same thing. You can talk to a million different experts on health and all the different facets and capacities. The more nutrient dense plants you can get into your system, local, sustainable, organic, all the buzzwords, that's how you do it.
So what are some of your faves? What are some of your fave fruits and veggies right now this summer that you find, I mean, people can find at markets?
Such a good question. It really is about getting local things, because I find that a lot of people get stuck on what are the 5 best foods for skin? Sweet potato, kale, da, da, da. And it's really about the diversity. So this season right now with summer, I'm absolutely loving cucumbers. Everyone has cucumbers in their gardens and at the markets, and it's really hydrating to eat a cucumber. So that, if you think about all of the stone fruits, so the apricots, the plums, tons of antioxidants, amazing fiber, so good for your skin.
I love peaches. I can eat, like, when I was pregnant with Sunny, I probably ate like 8 peaches a day. But now I like, Timmy just went to the market and I was like, peaches!
Great. And, you know, you can never overdo it, in my opinion, with fruits and veggies. If that's your snack and that's what you want to eat, that's fantastic.
That's always what I felt too.
I love it. And think about all the summer greens, like the butter lettuce and the herbs. I love to put herbs in all of my savory food, because anything bitter and super pungent and flavorful has so many polyphenols and antioxidants that are great for your skin.
Okay, good to know. All right. So that gets us through like morning and lunch. Are you drinking water throughout all of this? Like, water, I would say, is my biggest issue. Like, I am never thirsty.
It is one of those things. I know it's a challenge, and it's not really fun for anyone to drink water. So I understand your pain, but it's so essential for your skin. I mean, I learned this just watching YouTube videos of models back when I was like, I don't know, my early 20s, of all of every top model, what's their secret? And they're like, drinking tons of water. So it really is true. If you're dehydrated, the first place you're going to see it is on your skin. So I try to drink 3 liters a day. I know that seems like a lot, but it's just 3 of those big water bottles.
So then nighttime. So let's talk about your routine there. Have learned that it's really, if you want to think about it in an easy way, to go from the thinnest product to the thickest product, like always start with the thinnest and go. But I feel like you could give us a little bit more detail.
Yeah. So you're right though. It's all viscosity. So you want your skin to absorb as much as possible. And you just think about it in your pores. If you put on an oil after you cleanse and then try to apply anything else, that oil is sitting on the top of your skin. It's not going to do anything. You're going to be dry and oily. Cleansing, making sure that you do a really thorough cleanse is the first step, because if you don't cleanse off your makeup from the day before or the makeup from the day of, your skincare products are never going to penetrate. So cleansing very well, first step.
Cleansing, like for how long would you say?
Yeah, so I have a skincare course and I go into like all these details about practices. Yes. And the number one that I'm just going to share, I mean, it's not that difficult, but it's so important. So a full 1 minute cleanse and making sure you're massaging, you're really stimulating that blood flow and you're getting off every ounce of makeup or particles on the surface of your skin.
Okay, good to know.
And everyone listening at home, if you want to try to see if you actually cleanse your skin well, take a cotton pad, a white washcloth, something like that, and you know, get it wet and rub it on your skin lightly after you wash your face. You'd be shocked at how much is left behind when you're not washing properly.
I'll use sometimes a toner on a cotton pad afterwards because I feel like I need that extra cleanse, and it definitely, like, more stuff comes off. There's always more to take off.
Yes. And for those who wear heavy makeup, a double cleanse is great. A lot of people do an oil cleanse first. I don't do that because I'm so acne prone and I have to get clogged pores. So if you're like me or like Whitney, if you've suffered with acne and you're scared of oil cleansing, you can just do a double cleanse of whatever you're using. Then you're going to want to either use a toner or an essence.
Okay.
Are you familiar with both?
Yes, I am. But I'm in the market for a new both of them, actually. I was using the Tatcha mist. And then as my toner, I was using something by Comfort Zone. It's an Italian company, but I'm starting to run low on both of those. So I would love some recs.
Yeah. So the difference between a toner and an essence, they both have a similar function in that they really balance the pH of your skin and prep it for your serums. But a toner will usually have some chemical exfoliants in it. So for people who are oilier, they're looking for more anti-aging, they're acne prone, you probably want to go toner most of the time. For those who have rosacea, really sensitive skin, you might want to go essence, which is more hydrating. It usually doesn't have a whole lot of chemical exfoliants. It's just that juicy, dewy hydrator.
Good to know. I did not really think about the difference. I mean, I had seen on products, once as a mist, once as a toner, once as an essence. Like I'd seen that, but I thought they were just fancy ways of kind of saying the same thing. So that's good to know.
They are different. And then you're going to want to do your serums in order if you have multiple. Yes,
I definitely do.
As we all do, it's most in essence or in order from most active to most hydrating. So if you have something like a really potent vitamin C or a retinol or something that, you know, really potent, you want to do that first. So that's the first thing really penetrating into your skin. Then you want to use, you know, if you have a hyaluronic acid serum or something that's just more hydrating, moisturizing, you want to do that after you're active.
Okay.
Yeah. And you want to, I really love to slap it in. I like to use a little device, roll it in. You can use your jade roller then, making sure it penetrates deep. Then I love to seal off the serums with a mist. So the mist step, and it is, that's another one. People will think that they have really dry skin and it's just that they're not using things in a proper order. But if you're dry, use a mist. I mean, you can do it throughout the day. You definitely want to do it AM and PM. It's really one of the best.
Yeah, I always will mist after I cleanse and tone, as well as at the end when I'm done with my routine, because it just adds that finishing glow and it does actually make me feel more moisturized. So that's a good tip.
Best. And then once you mist, it's time for moisturizer or oil or both if you're in whatever you want to do. And really I would use a moisturizer before an oil because the oil is the last step.
Right.
It really is. It's a great hydrator, but it does, most oils do not penetrate deeply at all. They just sit on the surface of your skin, give you that gloss. At night, it's nice to do an oil because you're almost putting like a warm, you know, blanket on the surface of your skin and protecting it overnight.
Okay. And do you recommend using an oil during the day too? Or obviously it probably varies per skin, right? Like if you have oily skin, you'd probably say no.
It's all individual, but I I don't subscribe to oils are bad.
That leads me into your Skin Confident course, which I feel like people who are listening to this and love what you're saying and trust you, which I do, and I'm looking at you and I'm looking at your skin, and I just feel like you know what you're talking about. Tell everybody what's the Skin Confident course so people can, you know, learn more, because you get even into more detail with that.
Completely. So it's a really actionable way to apply the principles of holistic skincare without all the confusion, without, you know, buying a ton of things and getting so frustrated, because my heart goes out to every single person who's struggling with their skin. And I was that girl, and I suffered through trying so many different lines and listening to different people and trying so many medications and prescriptions and having nothing work for me. So I go through, you know, my four pillars: detox, calm, replenish, and renew. And I just help people really demystify and break down little lifestyle changes, minimal things they can do to really see a huge impact in their skin and really just have healthy skin for life. It can help people who have acne, rosacea, irritation. They just want to look like their skin is youthful and healthy. And I just wanted to make it easy.
Yeah, I saw what you're doing, and I think it's amazing, and I think it's important. It's an important resource because, like we said earlier, there is so much, like in this industry, there's so much information that we're engaging and absorbing in on a daily basis from so many different people, and I'm very impressionable. You know, like I'll read an article in a magazine and they'll tell me the new hyaluronic acid that's the best, and I'll go buy it, and like I don't even know exactly if they've tried it, are they paid to promote it, who's the writer writing this. You know, it's just like there's so much, like you said, that is underneath the surface that we don't know, that it's important that we engage with people like you who really know, and you also have the scientific background, like you're a nurse, so you really know what the body needs.
And the interesting thing is, most of the time when I'm educating people about their skin, buying products is the last thing we talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
So many things you can do at home during this time to support your skin that aren't expensive. You own them, you have them. You know, it's just a little bit of knowledge and a little guidance, and really, I mean, I'll DM you a photo of my acne before, but I'm someone who is severely acne prone, and I can have clear, healthy skin now because of these practices.
All right. So where can everybody find you and learn more about you in your Skin Confidence course?
Yes, you can find me at Celeste Thomas on Instagram and YouTube, and then my website, The True Spoon. Hopefully in the show notes, she'll put a link to the course. You guys can check it out, and I will give you a discount code because I just love you, Whitney, and you're such an inspiration, and your community is so wonderful, and I want them to be able to access it and just have the knowledge, because that's really my goal.
Amazing.
Is for everyone to be able to have access.
I appreciate that so much. I'm so happy that you're here in LA too. I feel like now you can just be my go-to LA skin guru.
Anytime. Anyone who DMs me, I'm like a crazy fiend. I get back to every DM like with tips. And my husband's like, oh my God, are you still answering your DMs? I'm like, yeah, this person sent me photos and I need to give them a skincare routine and blah, blah, blah. So people, everyone feel free.
Thank you so much, Celeste. Have a really good day.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney E. Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.